Stabenow, Trump Wants the Violence. By Jeff Poor on August 31, 2020. During an appearance on Sunday's KCDC on MSNBC, Senator Debbie Stabenow, DME, accused President Donald Trump of wanting the unrest, which is turning out to be a liability for Democrats in this election season. Stabenow argued playing up the division was part of Trump's political strategy. "I just have to say about the vice president's visit. He was up in Traverse City. You know, we were the national, number one in the country growing cherries. And this administration has done nothing to help our cherry growers who have been having a very, very tough time. By the way, the vice president voted to allow the auto industry go bankrupt when he was congressman, just a note. And so, when we look at what's happening right now, I, first of all, trust Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to do what they believe is right in terms of speaking out as they have. You know, whether the president is talking about going to Kenosha, it's my understanding he has not called Jacob Blake's family or any of the other families," Stabenow continued. "I've certainly not heard him speak about the horror of that, of what has happened to Jacob. He just seems to be going to throw more gasoline on the flames. I think because he wants this. You know, it's a horrible thing to say about a president of the United States. But the truth of the matter is that he wants the violence. He wants the fighting. He wants the division." The Michigan Democrat insisted focus should be on the president's handling of pandemic instead. "And I believe that one of the reasons that he wants this, I mean, he's, you know, Mr. Law and Order, even though it's his. By the way, this is happening on his watch," she said. "Not Barack Obama and Donald, and Joe Biden's watch. Not George W. Bush's watch, not Bill Clinton's watch. Donald Trump's America is what we are looking at right now. I think what he is trying to do is make sure that we don't in any way look at over 180,000 people who have lost their lives because of his uncaring ineptitude. Not acting on January 20th when we had the first case of COVID-19 and still not acting. And so, at all costs, you know, when he talked about the suburbs. Ramping up the suburbs, you know, folks in Michigan care about in the suburbs, that women and men care about." She continued. "The safety of their children, the safety of their children and themselves. 180,000 people have lost their lives. And our children can't go back to school safely because Donald Trump and his administration will not step up and support efforts to make sure our schools are safe. That's what people in Michigan suburbs, as well as across the state, are really concerned about." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.